Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Kevin Most is the Chief Medical Officer of Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, good morning to you. This is the perfect morning for you to be here on the show with us today. We are going to talk about all things COVID-19 in a second. But I don't know if you've been listening. One of our news writers back in the newsroom is about to have a baby. And she was shoveling her driveway this morning, which I would argue maybe somebody else should have done that. But I'm told that I guess it's okay. But she was having contractions this morning. So we've put Andy and Shwani and myself, we're on alert in case we have to deliver a baby here on the show today.
Do you know how concerning that is to me?
Did you notice the pause before he answered?
Yeah, he called 911 real quick. Right. He put it in a call.
Yeah. Shoveling snow will certainly induce labor, so that's good. Congratulations to her, by the way.
Yes.
And she hasn't chosen a name yet, and it's a boy. Kevin is a great name.
Oh, so. See?
No, you're that's close. It's Connor.
Oh, okay.
Kevin's a good middle name.
Middle name, perfect.
Yeah, Kevin's a good middle name. Is that normal? She's going to be inducing labor in a week. By the way, I asked her if it's okay if we talked about this today. For those of you thinking I'm spilling her personal business, without her permission, she said it's fine if we talk about it. But apparently they're going to induce labor a week from tomorrow. So it's normal for her to be having contractions right now?
Oh, sure. You know, they're going to induce her, there's many reasons to do inductions of labor. Some of them are based on dates. Some of them are based on other health-related issues. But many people that are set up for an induction will actually deliver the week before because it's set by dates, and they just happen to naturally go into labor. So no big concern, and I'm not sure if it's her first, but like I said, congratulations.
Yeah. But Shwani, I still want you to be on alert, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep him on alert.
Shwani's in charge of us. We were looking at what you're supposed to do if someone goes into labor at home.
See, I'm wearing my mask.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go. Yeah. Step one.
One of the things said, assess the situation. Shwani's in charge of that. Call 911 is number two. Andy's in charge of that. And staying calm is number three. I'm in charge of that. That seems reasonable.
At least you all have your roles identified.
Yeah.
I mean, I just kind of picture the Seinfeld with the fire and George Costanza running out over everybody.
Right, right, right. Get out of the way.
Right.
Yeah. I'm picturing the famous I Love Lucy episode when she goes into labor. Vaccines are, probably the headline this week, right, with COVID-19, availability, distribution of. Where are we with all of this right now?
Yeah, certainly it's a frustration, and I hate to tell people they're probably going to be more frustrated over the next couple of weeks. We all have to remember that, supply has certainly been nowhere near what demand is. And as we gave those first shots for the past couple of weeks, we haven't seen the supplies go up. So everyone has to understand if the supply stays the same, we have people coming for their second shots. So therefore, if we don't have additional on top of what we were getting, almost all of the vaccines that are allocated for this week and next week are for second shots.
Yeah.
So we're not seeing a lot of new initial shots while the governor has opened this up to 1C starting in a week, and more people are going to be frustrated looking for spots when we don't have those.
And how soon do you think we'll be able to fill that need?
Well, I think two things. One, I think all the companies have said that production has definitely been ramping up. And then two, the other big thing is going to be what's the decision on Johnson & Johnson. I'm certain that Johnson & Johnson is making vaccine already. And it'll be very interesting if they're approved, whether it be end of next week or the week after, how many doses they're ready to ship immediately, which will certainly be a relief in some parts where we really see the demand outweigh supply by tenfold.
Yeah, the a question this morning coming in from Mark relates to all of this, first vaccines, second vaccines. Mark, you're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most.
Oh, hi, Dr. Most. I have a two-part question. If a person never has the second vaccine, would the first one become totally useless eventually? And second question, is it true that yellow mustard on my hot dogs could help to build my immunity?
Wow. Let's take number two first. I have never heard that yellow mustard is bad for your immunity. So if it is, you're going to have a lot of hot dog vendors in the city that are going to be a little upset. So right. I can't tell you the science behind it.
In Chicago, it would probably be ketchup is bad for your immunity, right?
That's true.
Right?
Correct.
But let's take the first serious question and ignore the second ridiculous one.
Correct. The first question is very serious because a lot of people are looking at that first vaccine, having a little bit of a side effect and saying, oh, do I really want to get the second? We know that you're going to get about somewhere between 60 and 70% protection from the Pfizer and Moderna after the first vaccine. That booster gets you up to that 95 mark. So you won't lose it, but you don't get the full effect unless you get both shots within that time frame.
All right. So that's the story on if you have had one and your second one is delayed, what may be happening, but go ahead.
Yeah, if it's delayed, you can still, you know, the studies have shown that the delay can still go up to about 12 weeks, and still at the end of that time, you would still get the full 95%.
Okay.
That's the argument that they're using in Europe, is trying to go broadly based as many as they can initial and push those second shots back to 3 months from now when we expect to have plenty of supply. We here have not agreed to that. Dr. Fauci has been very staunch about saying, hey, let's follow the science. Let's use the vaccines in the appropriate way, and we will get enough supply.
Can't tell you the number of texts that we have right now that are in one way or another asking the question, I have not been able to get a vaccine. I've tried every link possible. Any suggestions? People want to know, what should I do? How do I get my name on a list someplace?
Yeah, and what I'm telling people is get your name on every list possible. So every county should have their own. If you go on the county website, regardless of what county, you should be able to get on a list there. Your doctor's office, if they're using MyChart and the Epic, they're probably going to put you on a list there. And then also just looking at the Walgreens and the CVSs, which will now be getting doses from the federal government, not the state. So you will start to see those as well. But I'll tell you, the number of people, and like I said, as the governor went to groups 1C, which is everyone over the age of 16 and under 64 with comorbidities, now we're going to see so many more people looking, and the supply over the next couple of weeks is not going to be there for initial doses. So I sense a lot of frustration coming here soon.
Yeah, 312-981-7200 if you've got a question for Dr. Kevin Most. Kevin, you are on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. I had caught COVID a few days before Thanksgiving. I had my first COVID shot just a couple days ago, Friday. And I was reading that they're thinking now that maybe if you recently had COVID, you may not need the second shot. If 'cause your immune system is already kind of built up, or is that true or not?
Yeah, because Kevin Most, as having two Kevins here, this is what you told me after I had COVID, that eventually I probably should get the shot. But because I had it in November, I probably don't need to worry about it for a while.
Correct. And, you know, the studies have shown that individuals who had COVID and then got the vaccine, even after the first dose, they're getting 10 times the response of those of us who got two doses. So they haven't stopped the second dose in individuals with COVID, probably because just of the timing. I think as you go forward, they will stop that. But right now, I don't think they want to confuse anybody. And a lot of people think I may have had COVID when in fact they may not have. So kudos to you that you had COVID, survived it, and now are getting the vaccines. Your immune system is probably going to be the best out of all of us.
All right.
Do you think I need the second shot?
I personally would get the second shot just because the science shows it. And also, wherever you got that first shot, they're holding that second shot for you. And these are the ones where we go, oh, my gosh, people that don't show up for their second shots are doses that we may waste. So, in other words, they don't have somebody waiting there to take your other shot because of all the timing of the first shots. So it's totally up to you. If you had bad side effects and you say, hey, I think I'm protected, okay, you of all people probably have a much better chance. If you had minimal side effects, I would say, boy, looking at the promise of being as protected as I possibly could, I certainly would get it.
Yeah.
Well, I did have, I got real achy. I even got a fever of like 101.5.
Yep.
It's usually 97.5, so I don't know. I was kind of leery about getting the second one, but, you know, after, yep. But, okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kevin. But Kevin Most, if he decides not to have that other one, he needs to let them know so that dose that they were going to give to him can go to somebody else, right?
Correct. And depending on where he got that first dose, it all comes down to timing. I'll give you an example. Here at Central DuPage, we do 1,000 doses a day. So we have the second dose people coming in. Well, if we have one person or two people or three people that are getting their first dose, 28 days from now, we need to have another clinic and find a second dose for them. So it's all coming down to logistics. These one-offs are okay, but our goal at Northwestern has been to not waste one dose ever. So, and we've been very good about that.
Yeah, this is Ellen at 312-981-7200. You're on with Dr. Kevin Most. Hi, Ellen.
Hello. Hi, doctor. On Friday, I received my second dose, and I was feeling fine. And yesterday, I was quite lethargic, and a little bit today as well. And I'm wondering how long that lasts on average.
Yeah, Ellen, it's about 48 hours, and you're not usual that you were okay the first day, and then actually the second and third day kind of picks up. As long as you don't have fever, if you have fever and body aches, then go ahead and take Advil or Tylenol. The lethargy should resolve really by tomorrow. And that's what we're seeing. We're not seeing people with long-term lethargy after this. It's really this short-lived while the immune system is kicking in and really should not be a problem with you, I would say, beyond tomorrow.
Great. Thank you. I'm fine other than that. I have no problem with my temperature.
Good
Thank
deal.
You so much.
Good deal. Sure. Good luck. Good luck with all of that. This is Rose. You're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most.
Good morning, doctor. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We're doing good. Thank you, Rose.
My daughter is going to be getting married in November of this year. It's been postponed twice. Do you think I should postpone it again, or should I just wait to see how the chips fall?
No, Rose, I think November, I think we're going to be in a really good place. If you listen to Dr. Fauci last week, he said we will have open season in mid-April. Open season meaning that there is going to be enough vaccine that anybody who wants a vaccine should be able to get it. I was saying I would hope that we would have hit that point sometime in June. He's saying in April, which is very promising. So really, come November, you would hope that everyone that's going to your wedding has had the opportunity to be vaccinated months in advance of the wedding. So I'm hoping that really by November, we're back to doing a lot of somewhat normal things, I'll say.
Okay. And I've got one more question. I work in a medical field, and I do wear a KN95 mask. And I know that there is some talk about double masking. Would I have to double mask if I'm wearing a KN95 or an N95 mask?
If you're wearing an N95, you really don't need to, right? N95 has been fitted to you. It's a medical grade mask that's been fitted to your face and is very tight. The KN95s, not so much fitted to you. They're more cone-like, allow you to breathe a little bit easier, but they're not as tight to your face and really aren't fitted. You just can go out and buy those. So when you're looking to protect yourself, wearing that double mask does a couple things. One, it holds the under mask closer to your face for no slippage, and then gives you one additional layer. So if your KN95 is very tight-fitting, you're fine. But if it's not, then go ahead and wear a cloth mask over that, and it will hold that mask much tighter to your face.
Thank you for the call, Rose. And you are advocating wearing two masks these days, right, Doc?
Yeah. You know, when we looked at masking early on, it was for us to protect others from us. If in case we were asymptomatic carriers, protecting others around us from getting the illness. Now with the variants in here, what we're seeing is, boy, we need to do that additional step because now we're going to show that masks not only protect us from others, but also protect us. So that second mask holds that mask tighter to your face, one more layer for any virus to get to, closes the edges on the side for air leaking out, and certainly will start to protect you. In some of the studies, up to 92%, which is almost as good as the N95s that we're wearing in the medical field.
Two of those blue masks, cloth masks, do you have a preference?
Well, I think if you're going to wear the two of the cloth masks, that's fine. You probably heard about the knotting, you know, whether you knot them or whether you've turned the strips, turn the ear loops so that it holds a little bit tighter to your face.
Mm-hmm.
It won't fog up your glasses, for one thing, and then it gives you a little bit tighter on the sides where we see a lot of the air leaking out and potential for air to come in. So you can wear two. You know, I'll tell you, a lot of people like to have one cloth mask on. It feels a little bit more comfortable for them. But really, you can easily breathe through two masks. People are concerned, well, will I get short of breath? And for the most part, two masks are very easy to breathe through as well.
Yeah, it's just really what you get used to. Remember a year ago when we were all complaining that we had to wear one mask and that we couldn't breathe? Now it's so second nature, we don't even notice anymore.
Yeah.
At least I don't. Anyway, Bill, you're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most.
Yes, doctor. I have had my two shots. And my question is this. My wife has had her two shots, but she is going to undergo some cancer treatment, and her immune system will be down. What special care should I take? You know, she's had her shots, I've had mine. What situation are we in?
Well, Bill, kudos that you both have gotten them prior to her having any treatment. And you have to remember that really what that's going to do is protect her up to 95% from having any symptoms. Could she be an asymptomatic carrier and pass it back and forth? Absolutely. So when you look at that and we look at how well you're protected with the vaccines, we're now more concerned about someone who got the vaccine but asymptomatic spreading it to someone else. With both of you very well treated with two shots each completed prior to her oncology treatment, I would just use the same safety that you normally would do. You know, still be careful, still mask when you're out. But really, you're both protected against each other very well. And if you hit that 95% where you can't give her a disease that she's going to have symptoms, that's exactly what we want to see in patients receiving chemotherapy.
Yeah, because that's...
Well, thank you. Thank
you for the call, Bill. I appreciate that. I mean, that is kind of the thing right now. People are asking, once I have my vaccines, can I, you know, go without a mask? Can I, you know, go back to normal again, as, you know, people... We're saying my feeling is I don't really want to.
Yeah, and people have to understand that the vaccine prevents you from getting the symptoms of the illness, does not necessarily protect you from having the virus in the back of your throat and being able to still spread it. Those studies are still being studied. AstraZeneca has proven that about 65% of people will not even be able to get the virus in the back of their throat and therefore will not be asymptomatic carriers. Pfizer and Moderna are looking at that right now at large numbers, and we expect to see some of that data out soon.
Well, you've said so many times, you know, this is a constant learning process. We're learning new things every single day with this, and that's why your visits are so helpful every Sunday morning here. We really appreciate it. I appreciate it. I know our listeners do, too. I hear from them all the time how much they look forward to you being on the show, Kevin. So thank you so much once again. I hope you have a great Sunday today.
You got it. Everybody stay safe and stay warm. Be very careful. Frostbite very quickly in exposed skin at these temperatures. So be really careful if you're outside today.
How do you know if you're getting close to that if you're outside? How do you know if you're getting into a near frostbite zone?
You know, you're going to start to feel tingling. You know, whether it's on your cheeks, on your ears, on your fingers, you know, that's the sign that you're starting to get it. And that is a sign to get in. So be really careful.